All right, Namaskar. Now it is time to begin. There is each and every day a great opportunity to realize the Supreme. Each day is a new day, a new beginning, a new dawn, a new opportunity. And today is your opportunity in this moment. The divinity that is omnipresent is everywhere. But if you try to find the divinity in the past, it will elude you. Or if you think in the future, it will elude you. Your connection to Paramapurusha, that supreme entity, is here and now, in this moment, in the present time. And when you bring your awareness out of your thoughts, out of the past and the future, into now, the opportunity always is there. You may not have time for a long meditation, but still the opportunity is there. In every moment, to be in communion, to be in connection with that most sublime entity, to be in the unitary whole of divine being. All it requires is that you take a moment to surrender your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideas, your worries and fears, your sorrows and struggles to the lotus feet of that most divine entity. Offer it all and allow yourself to let go of your control, let go of your beliefs, let go and sink into the vastness of divinity, sink into the love which is always there. For that Divine One is caring for you, loving you each and every moment. And in the form of your Guru, that one divine entity is surrounding you with care and protection. You are ever in the omnipresent presence of your divine Guru. Guru does not need to be in a physical form to be with you. Guru, God, and your true self are one. That one is always with you in the subtle arena of your being. That one never leaves you. So in the exciting moments of your life, you may forget. In your fears and your struggles, you may forget. But every moment of your life is an opportunity to remember. So throughout the day, bring yourself into the present moment, into your awareness, your consciousness here and now. And let go, surrender to that deep vastness, that unconditional love which is always there, to the grace and protection of your Sadguru. There is no separation between yourself and that one. The separation is only the distractions of mind, focusing your attention in thoughts, feelings, and the experiences of your senses. But when you surrender all of this, and you simply give yourself over to divine love, then the grace of Guru flows through you. Heart and mind meld into one. And without thought, the presence of the infinite can be felt. Just in the moment. Meditation is a very good practice to immerse yourself. But throughout your day, remember the infinite is everywhere, in everyone you meet, in everything you experience. The true form of all forms is the one eternal self. This is available to you every moment. The trick is to bring yourself out of the future, the past, the thoughts, and just let go. Let go. Feel the presence of the Satguru with you and let go into the arms of that one. The situations of this world are transitory. They come and go. Good health, ill health comes and goes. These bodies are transitory. And the body-mind even is transitory. Can be affected by the health and well-being of the body. But your being, your consciousness, is immortal. Your awareness, that which is truly you, does not die, does not change. For you are the drop of water contained in the vessel, that when poured into the sea, is but one with the sea. Every moment is an opportunity to surrender. Just in the moment, for a moment, let go. Let go. And when you let go, allow yourself to feel the immortal essence of being. Allow yourself to feel the shower of grace. And your union with your most beloved. Then, when eyes are open and you interact in the world, remember, it is that divine, infinite one manifest in the forms and colors of this world, in the people you talk to, in the experiences you have of the senses. There is a unitary wholeness of being that permeates the unmanifest and the manifest. All beings are forms of the Eternal One, as you are a form of the Eternal One. There is, in truth, no separation. It is the illusion that you are a human being and that there are forms separate from you. That is the Maya. It is the illusion that all is differentiated, that you see, you hear, because the body is designed to operate in this dimension of dualities. And your consciousness, your awareness, has come into contact with this vehicle. And so you assume that you're part of the vehicle. Just like if you are driving a car and you assume you are part of the car. You are because you are the controller of the car, but you are not the car. You can get out of the car and walk away. You continue to exist beyond your experience in the car. This world is transitory, but your essence, your aware beingness, that aware self that you know, that is not transitory. And that aware self exists not only in your body and mind, it exists in all that is manifest, as well as that which is unmanifest. The divine self is everywhere. So remembering this truth, that everything is the form of Brahma, know the reality behind the dream, the Maya, created by identity with embodiment in a form. Your Atman, your conscious, aware beingness, the knower of your sense of personal identity is eternal. And even those people so misdirected in this world that do great harm, their Atman, their witnessing consciousness is the same as yours. It is the same beingness, the same unitary whole. And even in all the forms, it is the one beingness transmuted by Prakriti into various mutations of self, and thus form arises. And the dream begins so that you believe you are the actor in the dream. But you have opportunity in every moment of your life. Every day when you rise in the morning to the new day is a new opportunity. Forget your successes or your failures of the past. It is now that is your opportunity. Surrender. All your beliefs, your ideas, your fears, your sorrows, your loves, your hates, surrender it all of it. And feel the presence of the Sadguru with you. The remembrance that all is the one. Let go and let yourself flow into that unitary whole. So never think, I cannot feel it, I am not worthy. Never think these things. For everyone is the child of the divine. The grace of Guru flows to and through each one of you. All you need do is allow yourself to fall back into that grace and follow that river of grace to the unitary whole of eternal being, to the love that has no second, where you are always loved, always cared for. Like the babe in the mother's arms. And the path there is one of surrender, of letting go of all of the ideas and coverings and beliefs, including any belief you may have that you cannot do this. For indeed, you cannot do this. It is a matter of grace. All you can do is open to it, surrender to it. Let it flow in you and through you. And when you have time for longer meditation, that is very good. But even when you wake in the morning, even when you have a moment between activities, that is a time to feel, to remember, to surrender. I am one with my beloved Lord. I am one with eternal being. And let your mind flow beyond beliefs about yourself or anyone else. Let your mind flow beyond your ideas. Let yourself feel your spirit, your Atman, and the presence of Parama Purusha all around, omnipresent, aware, infinite love, grace, that is your true home. That is the solid rock of your life. So go there often, when you have a moment here and there. Don't wait till you can meditate. You're always connected. Just remember and let go into that love, into the grace of Guru, that love and protection of Guru is always with you, always. Just grab hold. How you do? Surrender. Let go. Fall back into that love that is always there. All right. Namaskar.